previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's the brand new one from the Backstreet Boys and hey, love that song. Love boy bands generally.
Yes, all three of you do. You, Cornelius and Wayne. In fact, you guys could start your own boy band.
We're busy.
I know someone who would not be front and center, and that's Lionel DeLange, because he's far too busy saving animals, lions in particular. And I mean, the irony is not missed with his name being Lionel and him being very passionate about lions. It is, of course, Lionel DeLange, friend of Algoa FM and The Breakfast Show. He is the founder of Warriors of Wildlife, the director as well. And he's come to visit, short little visit, in and out. He tends to pop in and out from time to time. And so we're catching up with him to find out what's happening, both in the Ukraine and with his projects and his initiatives right here in South Africa. Lionel, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us once again.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. It's always nice to come back to Algoa and see all of you.
Any chance of setting aside all of your animal rescue efforts to join a boy band, perhaps?
No, I don't
Sad,
think so.
But no.
Definitely, I'm a little bit too old. I don't know if I can move, even though I've lost a bit of weight. I don't know if I can do those dance moves, but no, thanks.
I don't know about a bit of weight, but Lionel, just tell us the latest update in the Ukraine, what you've been up to over there.
Yeah, so the rescues and all that carry on. Unfortunately, no wildlife rescues at the moment. We did 11 lions and the bear, which I think we spoke about last time. We got those out while the war was on. But all the animals that need help are now in the Russian-occupied areas, and we can't get to them. So I'm concentrating on domestic animals. I feed around 450 dogs and plus minus 160 cats every day. I don't personally feed them because I'm one person.
Yeah.
So I work with a whole lot of elderly ladies and two gents that have stayed in Kasson that they don't have the money to leave, you know. And it's always the people who don't have bucks are the people that tend to help everyone.
Mm.
So I work with them. So I'll take them food and then they will distribute and feed animals and give me photographs so we can show our donors where their money's going to. So that's what we do every day. So I'm on the front line every day, listen to you guys going in and out, often send messages, especially on Rushley's show, because sometimes early in the morning we're busy dodging bullets. I don't have time to send messages.
Oh, that's that's not an excuse.
Yeah, okay, I'll try get it in next time. So we're doing a lot of that. And then also when I go in, if there's any evacuations needed, elderly people to bring out, then I'll gladly pick them up and bring them out and take them to a safer space. I got a call the day before yesterday. In fact, an American living there, he's 76 years old. He was married to a Ukrainian lady. She developed cancer back in the States and she wanted to come and die at home. She died before, passed away before the war broke out. And he's getting really on and he's starting to lose it a bit. And I was called to ask if I could evacuate him, but it's in a really dangerous area. And unfortunately, I'm not there. Otherwise, that's the kind of stuff that I will do as well, apart from providing aid for animals and people. I will go and take people out.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask, Lionel, the 450 dogs and the cats, are these animals that people have had to leave behind?
Many of them are abandoned animals. We've always had a homeless dog problem in Ukraine,
okay,
but it's now just got so much worse.
Yeah.
The city council is not available to do sterilizations like they used to do before the war, so they're breeding, and then people have abandoned their animals and left, and many people are dead. They've died.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've got dogs and cats that we care for daily. They just sit at the house that has been completely destroyed. The people were there. They're dead, you know, and they don't want to leave. They think their owner's still coming back.
Lionel, you mentioned the donors. I mean, are they international donors? Are they local donors? How do people get in touch with you, by way of example?
So you can always get in touch through our website, warriorsofwildlife.org, and there's a donation page, and it's marked out quite clearly. You can donate locally if you're in South Africa, and that's the thing. All our donors, 99.9% of them are foreign international donors. We get nothing from South Africa and really nothing from Port Elizabeth. One of your, what's her name? Hi, my name's Shady.
Your girl Shady?
My girl Shady. She heard me on the radio and sent 300 grand, which was really cool.
That's nice. Incredible.
Yeah, that was really. So thank you, Shadi, if you're listening.
What's the exchange rate like between the Ukraine and South Africa?
It's double. So 1 rand will get you two
grivna. Oh, wow.
But our food is so much cheaper, even though we're in the middle of a war.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, if I was eating, it's really, really good.
So a little bit can go a long way.
Very, very long way. But for us, for me taking a rand there, but for the people there that are not earning money, like in the frontline city of Kherson, we used to be nearly 400,000. There are only about 40,000 left, and probably 5,000 of those people work. So people are scrambling. They're growing their tomatoes and selling them at the markets and things like that. So it's tough.
Sure. So you've got a wildlife sanctuary down here, Simbonga, right here in Qebega, in fact, which is, you know, quite sad considering that and the fact that hardly anybody from PE is donating.
Yeah.
What are the effects of the war on your efforts down here, if any?
Well, now with Trump coming in, it's going to affect us all. You know, he's not helping us over there. And all these tariffs and things that are happening is going to make things so much more difficult for us at Simbonga. I don't want to talk about numbers, but it costs us huge money to run Simbonga. And we are a charity organization. We do have accommodation available that people can rent, come out and camp, nice fancy tents and all that. And we use that money to run the sanctuary. Next week, we've got a vet coming out just to do. We've got a lion who's got an eye infection. It's 10 grand.
We've also got a lion here, a little cub with an eye infection right here next to me, Lionel.
So that's like a 10 grand visit, and that's without sending the blood work off to. So we desperately rely on donations. We get quite a few daily visitors that come out as well, and all that money is pumped straight back into caring for our lions, but we don't really get.
So essentially, if people
locally
aren't able to donate directly and put money in the account, as Shady did, they could simply book a nice day out, have an outing at the sanctuary, or book a weekend, have a little getaway, a little short left staycation, and in that way they'd be assisting.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've never, ever had any complaints. We've got, if you go to Google Simbonga on Google Maps and you read all the reviews, the reviews for, because Lauren, she's married to Keegan, she's American, he's South African, and she does all the tours. And Lauren, I know you're probably listening, she talks too much, but it's really,
my kind
really
of girl.
Yeah, it's really interesting. She's great with kids. She taught kids back in the States. She does a really good tour. It's very informative, and it's fun, you know, so. And it doesn't cost a lot. And then you've got the whole sanctuary. You can go for a hike, have a bra, picnic, and it's safe.
Well, Arnold, it's always great having you in the studio. Just one more time, that website where people can donate, just in case you need to write it down.
Warriorsofwildlife.org.
Before we do let you go, I do need to let you know that when Shady says she's listening, big shout out to you and the team for the amazing work, and she'll continue donating. Also, Blessed wants to know if there are horses too. I'm not sure if she means at Simbonga or in the Ukraine in terms of the animals that you are assisting. I'm guessing Simbonga, because in the Ukraine you mentioned only dogs and cats. And then everybody else, Lionel, including a Louise and Nick, talking about how amazing your voice is, and that you do really well in a boy band.
Some voiceovers as well.
and I'm just as good looking as my voice. No, that's a joke.
Horses in the Ukraine, she's clarified.
We have assisted in getting food for horses, but we haven't actually physically moved any. But there are many that need help. And if anyone wants to donate to that, I have an organization that moves, that we work with, that picks up horses and moves them and also provides feed for them. So I can either take it for you and get it done, or I can redirect you to those people who do it.
Lionel De Lange, Warriors of Wildlife and Simbonga founder and director, thank you so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.